I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly. And all the true.
Welcome back.
Time of your life.
Yeah. Remember. Think twice. That's his only advice. It was probably Dylan's only advice, too. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, February 17th, 2023. And let's go to the phones real quick. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian.
So, yeah, there is a woman from Pennsylvania. I was being interviewed by Z Media,
right.
Triple E on after Z Media.com.
Right, Maria Z.
Yep.
Yeah, Brian in Texas 14th. Called in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Or not yesterday, Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Yep. Worldwide U.S. military led medical martial law operation to kill off humans exposed. Towards the tail end of the hour long, she said, what does our opponent fear most? And she said, well, it's three things. One, faith, or, you know, some sort of religion, I guess. Number two, patriotism, the Constitution. And three, the Z Media lady says, oh yeah, Aman Jabi in Montana. He's big on local sheriffs, and through these three forms of resistance, we're going to, that's our only hope. So the only problem is, Chris, you're the only one that knows the communitarian tentacles involved in all three of these.
Faith, so, Aman Jabi, and what? What were the three?
Faith, patriotism, and you get in touch with your local sheriffs. That's the solution.
Oh, get in touch with your local sheriffs. I have, it's funny that you mentioned that. I have something. We should, I have something to share on that. So that was the good news that I was talking about in the first hour. You know, there's a bit of, I think it's good news. So,
to take advantage of my time on your show, I would just say that Adam Green keeps getting mentioned on RBN. Can you, people that are 100% Christian believing, please look at the Judeo takeover and making up of the New Testament. I think that No More News deserves some exposure. I'm not the only one encouraging this. Many other people on RBN, on Richard Carey's, are saying, maybe we're once again being led down a false trail by our opponent. So I think.
So let me understand what you're saying. So you're talking about what the perversion of Bible translation specifically?
Basically what Adam Green has said for a year now, where he used to just focus on the anti-Semitic behavior, he said, well, wait a minute. it also is all of these Christian evangelicals promoting Israel, Jerusalem will be the...
Right, the John Hagee contingent, et cetera, right. The so-called Christian Zionist contingent, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just my encouragement. You got a spectacular show on RBN. Maybe we need to break out of the barriers to information exchange. And Adam Green insists, you know, how come nobody invites me on to discuss this?
You know, you were the one that put me on to Dennis Prager's, that excerpt from his C-SPAN Book TV interview back in 2013, Still the Best Hope, where, you know, he says, well, here's what's going on, in response to a caller, I believe. And he says, you know, this people group. So this is a nuanced issue, and it obviously keeps emerging. And I would say my nuanced understanding, what I can contribute to the discussion is, I don't know, maybe helpful, but I think significantly different, because, you know, the nuance that gets overlooked is the clip that you mentioned. We should probably play it, of Dennis Prager saying, well, here's what's going on. See, people don't understand that, you know, what is it about this people group? I mean, let's just go with the story of the Old Testament. This is God's chosen people to, they're the keepers of the oracles of God. And in a variety of other ways in the Old Testament, there's no disputing that they are God's chosen people. And then Paul, who is a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee trained in the way of Gamaliel, etc., explains, particularly in Romans, what has happened, this paradox that occurs. Romans 9, 10, 11, for example. And this people, you know, he says there's been a hardening in Romans 11, 25 in particular, a hardening of the, you know, I would not have you ignorant of this mystery, brethren, a partial hardening of the heart of Israel has occurred until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. To me, that's an arc moment. And he's saying before that, and even a little bit after, but don't get it twisted, you know, what, don't you think that you, the wild branch who was grafted in, if God can do that, then can't he also graft in the natural branch? So, you know, don't get full of yourself. God is the one who's awesome. And this is an amazing paradox, Paul's saying. This is incredible. So with all of that in mind, you think of this people the way that Dennis Prager put it, and he's talking basically, you know, this is a lot of history. I've sort of touched on this before. The way that the, you know, the Talmudic, Zoharic, Kabbalistic influence sort of came to be. What happened was after the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, Mosaic Judaism, so to speak, was faced with the dilemma of, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. What do you do? There's no altar, no temple. And so then the oral tradition starts to sort of take over in the two, you know, particular versions of the Talmud, which is the Jerusalem and the Babylonian Talmud. And so the oral tradition starts to take over to deal with this issue of, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And that creates this drift that drifts into the Zoharic and the Kabbalistic, and really kind of lends itself to that. So this, you know, has to do with also what Dennis Prager was talking about, where he said, you know, these people are very religious, and I think that they have kind of a God-given requirement that's in their DNA, so to speak, to improve the world. And so how do you do that? And since there's been this hardening that Paul talks about in Romans 11:25 that Dennis Prager alluded to, How do you do that? Well, you do it in a worldly sense. And so they have this utopian vision, but in trying to create this utopian vision, really all it does is, you know, ever create dystopic nightmares, unfortunately. And so, you know, that whole concept that, you know, again, Dennis Prager spoke to has been, I think the devil understands this very well, and it has been weaponized. Most people cannot articulate that at all. But it's basically, you know, again, it's the idea of all the world is a stage. We're all actors with our strings being pulled in ways that we don't realize. And so here you have a people group that genuinely, in many cases, I think, wants to improve the world, but it doesn't go according to plan. You know, as Dennis Prager spoke to, I think that he summed it up very well, and I appreciate you bringing that clip to my attention because I wasn't aware of it until then.
Always glad to share a little information and encourage. Maybe Adam Green needs some exposure along with Aman Jabi. I'm of the opinion that this New Testament, Old Testament is a Hegelian dialectic, which is what Adam Green is saying, but do you ever think he mentions the word communitarianism? Unfortunately not. So I'm kind of hoping that Chris Hinckley could step out of his comfort zone, think about inviting somebody on for a guest.
I don't know that Chris has a comfort zone, but, you know, it's weird to speak of, you know, oneself in the third person. Chris Hinckley never does that, so that's good, but I don't know that he has a comfort zone.
Other calls are waiting, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Much appreciated. I'm not sure if that means that, you know, if what you're saying there was the Old Testament, New Testament is dialectical deception there, but I would encourage people, you know, anyone who, you know, before we can speak intelligibly about the Bible, two things need to happen. One, you have to get the Holy Spirit. You have to get the secret decoder ring. That is just a sin qua non. Why? Well, speaking of Paul, First Corinthians chapter 2, he spells it out pretty clearly. For to us God revealed these things, you know, through the Spirit, etc. Now we have received not, this is verse 12, 1 Corinthians 2:12. And he's saying, you know, in verse 6, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory, wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, even the Hararis, even the Klaus Schwabs, even the Bill Gates. None of the rulers have understood. For if they had understood, if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, etc., etc. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit, capital S, which is from God, so that, why? So that we may know the things freely given to us by God. Wow. Okay. That's why we've received this Spirit, which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. I call this, you know, this is the only input. I mean, if you subscribe to the belief, as I do, that there is a spiritual battle being waged beyond what the naked eye can see, then if there's an intelligence network, for example, that's operating, maybe there's, you know, the good guy network and the bad guy network, then there are things happening and, you know, spies that are moving about that we can't see, but the Holy Spirit can. And so in technological terms, I would call this communication with the Holy Spirit the only kind of what in technology terms we call end-to-end encryption that you can engage in. Maybe because of what Harari is saying, everything, all these devices, cameras, and microphones are spying on us, trying to know us better than we know ourselves. Maybe this is at least in part why Jesus himself is saying, when you pray, go into your closet in secret. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. I think of this. Maybe it's voodoo theology. I don't think so. But I mean, I literally try not to move my lips or whatever when I'm praying, because who knows what these days, what kind of spying is going on. Not that I'm anything special, but Jesus didn't say this was a thing reserved to a certain aristocratic class. It's, you know, a command given to us all. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When you put your hands together to pray, think about what that means. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's something. So, you know, this end-to-end encryption, as I call it, is the only way to send and receive messages outside of this milieu, if you will. And so, anyway, which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things which is of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. That's why, you know, you have to get that first. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. I think that's what the Hararis and the real enemy fears. He who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? Quoting from Isaiah, but we have the mind of Christ. And what more do you need? In other words, if that's what you have, what more do you need? And so that's first. Second, if we're going to speak intelligibly about the Bible, second thing you got to do, obviously, after you get the secret decoder ring so you can decode it, so to speak, or the Holy Spirit obviously can decode it for you. Second thing is to read it from cover to cover. And as you read it, you know, basically invite the Holy Spirit in humbly and say, please, Lord, if you're real, reveal yourself to me in your word. Then and only then can we have a conversation. And I'm not going to say, as far as I'm concerned, then and only then can we have a conversation about the Bible. That's how that works. You get the Holy Spirit, then you read it from cover to cover with the Holy Spirit as your guide through it. That's it. There is no other conversation about the Bible. And so that's that, for whatever it's worth. Back to the phones. Andy in Texas. Do we still have Andy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Apologize for the wait. Thanks for holding. Andy, welcome.
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I would like to power on the back of your last caller from Washington. Yes, no more news. KNOW, more news with Adam there. Yeah, if you want to see, he's never attacking anybody. Even if he believes something different, he allows people to say what they want to say. He'll try to talk to him. It's just a great interview, and he's a great interviewer. But anyway, that's not what I called for. You were talking about Harari saying that free will is a myth, if you will. And in many respects, he's absolutely right, because when we were born on this planet, we were born into a system already set up. And the system has progressed and progressed and progressed and progressed. So they've been keeping algorithms forever and a day. And in the early days, they didn't have to keep algorithms because they really had everybody in the simple life doing the exact same thing. And notice how they transformed it. They got the woman out of the family and got her working kids and daycare. So, and then you get these people saying that you got to get over this idea that your children are yours. Nope, they belong to the society and stuff. And then all these different things that they're doing, how they put the news out, everything. So we're living in a matrix. And so we think we have free will because of the simple things that we do every morning, like get up, put your clothes on, fix your breakfast, you determine all this stuff. Unless you got a job, then of course you've already been determined that you're going to get up in the morning and go to your job and whatnot. So all these things are algorithms for these guys. The funny part is that they actually had a plan a long time ago when they started to decide to study all this stuff. And I think it's well before the industrial...
way before. Back to antiquity. Absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. Sun Tzu wrote, if you know your enemies and know yourself, you will not be imperiled in 100 battles. If you do not know your enemies nor yourself, you will be imperiled in every single battle. And so I think, you know, that's what's really been going on in the last several months. The whole focus on Western esotericism, speaking of the studying and weaponizing of, you know, people against themselves. I mean, Alan Watt talked a lot about that, you know, over the decades, and other folks obviously have, you know, guys like Jacques Ellul have written about the technique, I would say, of infamy, you know, from antiquity. And yeah, it's been scientifically distilled and synthesized in recent centuries, in the last 500 years, in the last 200 years in particular. And maybe I should do a show at one point about how what you're talking about, Andy, is like, especially, I think one of the things that we miss is coming through the 19th century. So much of this was done that I think, you know, it really lends credence to that one video that Aaron and Melissa Dykes did, the True Stream Media video on, you know, we've heard about the League of Nations, United Nations, obviously we know about these, and the attempts to, we keep hearing, you know, it's all over but the crying, and bad guys, you know, the one worlders keep saying it's all over, but there were efforts before the turn of the 20th century. And if you look back at all of those guys, you know, the Le Bons and the Vunts and the William James and all those guys throughout the 19th century, a lot of that distillation, you know, and the Pavlovs and all these guys, that a lot of that was done before even the turn of the 20th century.
Well, Chris, you know, just I'll sum it up real quick because I got partway there. I mean, the introduction of the TV was one way to start manipulating us. And then
absolutely,
they took on algorithms. Yeah, and they realized that women would get the men's attention, and that's about smoking or beer drinking. They've influenced our lives to the direction they wanted to go. Think of the things they didn't let us have, such as Tesla. And that would have been earth-shaking if we could have gotten that. But
yeah,
they bastardized it.
It didn't have a plug yet. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was no way to, where do I put the meter, I think, is what J.P.
Right.
Morgan said.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, things like that. And then we move right along, the telephone comes up. So instead of getting in your horse and buggy or your car or something, running down the road to see your friend, now you just give them a call. And then the cordless phone came up, so now you're going further away without getting tangled in cord. And then all of a sudden we're getting into the computers, and then we get into cell phones, and we got pagers, and we got cell phones, and we got smart cell phones and stuff. And all along they're keeping all these algorithms, such as the little keychain thing that you used to do in QSC or Kroger's or whatever, and they would get everything you ever bought came with that little discount you scanned, because they were just monitoring you so that they could get more algorithms. And then with the invention of the social networks and stuff on the internet, they truly have.
Yeah,
there's a whole base of people that will act and do the exact same thing that the next person would do. So there's like billions of people that will do that. So they've got this algorithm. And so when Harari says that you don't have free will, no, you don't, because we haven't been allowed to live the life that we want to live. We had to be inside this society that they put together that was already here before we got here.
Yeah,
we did.
And coming full circle, yeah, I was going to mention that actually. One of the biggest ironies there is coming full circle. You go back to the Bible, and Paul makes the point over and over, and you see it Old Testament, New Testament, you are either, you know, yeah, free will is a myth. You're either a slave to sin or a slave to Christ. What? So,
what?
Anyway,
Hey, all right. Thanks, Chris, for the phone. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy. Much appreciated, as always. Back to the phones. We have moments. David in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Hi, Chris. I'm thoroughly learning a lot today from your broadcast. All right, here's a couple of things. Regarding Harari, have you been sent or noticed that spoof that's going around about him?
No, I don't think so.
It's very interesting. Anyway, I posted it on my website. You know my website, genuinechristianitynow.com, in case you want to look at it. It's a little bit entertaining, even as dreadful as it is. But anyway, there is... I'm not...
Can you hold
familiar.
That thought?
Oh, sure.
David,
sure.
And we'll grab it on the other side of this break. Sorry.
Thank you.
Time. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back. We need to move along. We got, I think, about 14 minutes of clips that we're going to play. There's the one that goes with the first one that we played of Harari, and the Prager one. I think we should play that. And we have about 20 minutes of airtime and more calls. So not to rush anybody, just saying we're on a mission. So, and it's Friday. Anyway, go ahead, David.
I'll just make my point fast and then hang up. At this thing called Substack, there's a title, it says 199, period. The psychopaths are eliminating their own diagnosis from psychiatry's DSM manual by Robert Yoho and the Heroes and Villains Substack.
Yeah.
That's it. It's an extraordinary article to read. And thank you for taking my call again.
Well, hold on. Before you go.
Okay.
So, I mean, this brings up the point that I've made many times. Narcissistic personality disorder is the one that I use. And I say, if you go to the Wikipedia entry, this is indicative of all, you know, personality disorders, whatever. And if you read the DSM these days, everybody can be diagnosed. It's a sinful, fallen world. The devil knows that. The DSM could diagnose all of us with any number of different things. Anyway, and like you're saying, we've seen the drift, obviously, in decades from DSM version to version, where you take a thing that was deviant behavior in the last version and you say, well, you know, maybe it's a lifestyle choice now. Maybe Jeffrey Dahmer's just misunderstood. Anyway, if you go to the Wikipedia entry for narcissistic personality disorder, you can read these words, people, and see that this is indicative of every personality disorder. It says, whereas generally the symptoms, et cetera, et cetera, the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of NPD, and again, representative of all personality disorders, the person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from social norms. Well, who decides what constitutes social norms? And we are seeing a drift now that has crazy people saying, well, you know, maybe minor attracted person. Oh, you mean pedophiles? You mean predators? They're misunderstood. What happens if that becomes the social norm or construed as such?
Yeah, exactly. Who decides? That's right. The question. And their fruit, the fruit of psychiatry, all the way traced back to Freud, and if you go all the way back, it would be to Plato, really. But
yeah,
absolutely. But the thing is, the thing is, they from this article, it says they've even the way I read it anyway, because it's a little bit wordy, is that even narcissistic personality disorder was also deleted. So it's they're shuffling the deck again. These are nothing but dishonest swindlers from the start. And as soon as people realize that, they won't take their dear, precious children anywhere near these people.
Absolutely.
Home is where the heart is, and people realize that. And Rick Allen Jones, we have to say that name. You have nailed it there, Rick Allen Jones, right?
Yeah.
And so we have to get we have to name these psychopaths, and that's all there is to it, because we are on the side of right, and we're going to stay here unto death. We're not going anywhere. And they are going to be brought to justice.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Keep it up. Keep up the good
work. You too, David.
God bless.
Thank you. Much appreciated, as always. It's almost like, you know, when Freud and Jung came to America, you know, that visit to Clark University that brought William James and all those other – it's almost like, you know, as if Freud said to Carl Jung as they pulled into – as the George Washington pulled into New York Harbor, it's almost like Freud said, they do not realize that we're bringing them the plague. It's almost like he said, oh, wait, maybe he did. Anyway, back to the phones. Larkin, Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Just a couple of things. First of all, I don't identify myself anymore as an American or a Christian. I think American Christians have, by and large, lost their balls. And so I feel no kinship in any way with these people. ignorance is rampant. I do not feel that there is anybody that I've seen in my lifetime on the scene that's been given a microphone and the bully pulpit that identifies as a Christian that we can emulate at all. Earlier caller mentioned Adam Green. Well, what about the video presentation by Adam Green at No More News? His title is very simple. Rabbis fantasize about the destruction of America. Now, you find me a Christian anywhere in the world that will address that, then I might think that, you know, somewhere there's some hope amongst Christians.
I'll address it, and I think some people would say I identify as a Christian. I'll address it.
Well, have you watched it?
No.
Well, then why don't you watch it first, Chris, and then get back to us. Now, regarding the, here's an ism word that, you know, your audience probably does not give a damn about because it's just a stupid word. But the word is ableism. You can read the article yourself in Forbes magazine. It's called Word.
You and I have talked about it.
Yeah, but there's nobody else talking about it, Chris. And you just were referencing the DSM. You know, well, I suffer from ODD, okay? And I'm always going to be suffering from ODD because of what I see all around me.
The problem
article is titled Words Matter, and it's time to explore the meaning of ableism. We need to understand how these people are going to regard defectives, quote unquote, and the mechanism that's already in place for these venture capitalists to gamble on their cure. This is the new economy. It has nothing to do with products. You are the product.
Right. It's the same old exploitation before, you know, once you've exhausted your – I mean, we played the clip of Harari saying if you have no military or economic usefulness, then you are part of the useless class. I mean, he said it. He spelled it out. And so it's a process, a continual process of exploitation, dispossession, and extermination. And, you know, that's what John 10:10 says. The thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah, I don't even know why we give a platform at all to this faggot, you know? It just makes me sick.
Let's try to keep it family-friendly, please.
Well, that's what he is. He's a queer.
Yeah, but we can keep it family-friendly. I think one of the problems that I have, you know, you mentioned Adam Green's Rabbis Fantasize About the Destruction of America. One of the problems I have that I tried to articulate, and we should play the Dennis Prager clip because I think he spells it out very well, but, I mean, the problem is that people do not understand the nuance that I tried to articulate earlier, and they get sucked into target fixation, and they are believing that people who are also beguiled are their enemy. And you see that kind of stuff floating around on places like, you know, goyimtv.com, for example, and there is an obvious attempt to draw us apart and pit us against one another who are not actual enemies. And that's exactly in keeping with things like Pike's letter to Mazzini. So we're playing into the hands of the devil when we do that.
Yeah, both of those people understood each other, I can tell you that, because Mazzini was supposedly the founder of the Sicilian mafia. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we live in today. We live in a mafia town. Yeah. And, you know, we've been infected with this code of silence. And that's why I feel no pride in identifying with an American or a Christian, because I honestly think American men have lost their balls. They don't think that they have to use their brains anymore and engage and speak up. They're simply mostly ignorant.
You and I can lead by example. We don't necessarily have to call ourselves by some moniker, but hopefully we can lead by example. I agree. And it's not that, you know, it's I would say every bit as much as, you know, lost is somewhat of a disingenuous term. You know, our society has been neutered, emasculated, castrated, and inured largely through social engineering. And I think you have spoken to that as much and as well as anyone.
Yeah, well, American people are being buffalo jumped. It's as clear can be. And, you know, back in the 80s, I used to hate yuppies. I think I've told you this. And when I moved to San Francisco in 81, I remember having to walk the streets with my fists clenched because I got robbed the very first day I got into town. A week later, some street urchin on Fisherman's Wharf shortchanged me, and I caught her, you know. But the American people have been buffalo jumped. In the 80s, I despised yuppies with a passion. And now I only hate techies. And I hate myself for even embracing this technology because it just makes me sick, what it's done to us. And it is the weapon. It's the toy that we love so much, that we're so enamored with. We're not going to let it go. And meanwhile, when we look at the history of it, when we look at its deleterious effects, when we realize that it was devised and conceived and executed as a weapon of war, you know, by then it's going to be too late. We're going to be all slaves. Mm-hmm. And that's that. And that's really all I got to say today, Chris, because I'm pacing and I'm goddamn mad. Thanks.
Thank you, Lark. Much appreciated. Listen, we need to keep it family friendly, period. Period. Okay? We need to keep it family friendly, period. And if we can't do that, well, then we are as bad as they. We have become them. We have become the enemy. So let's keep it family friendly. I'm going to mention the good news. We'll play a clip and maybe a couple of clips. We're running out of time. We're not going to get it all in. Yeah. Come on. Let's you know, lead by example. So there's an interesting deal that I saw. I have not seen, you know, in full disclosure, I've not seen all of it, not heard all of it. But let me just give you this. There is a thing that I happen to stumble upon on Facebook. I'm really not on social media at all lately. And I just happen to glance at this. Spokane County Sheriff's Office, February 10 post. Sheriff Knowles testifies in defense of law-abiding people and your Second Amendment rights. Senate Law and Justice hearing, February 9, 2023, SB 5232. Be curious to hear what you Washington residents, those who are domiciled, as they say. Anyway, I'm being facetious and not trying to use that kind of language. I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, what if you live in Washington, what you know, think about this. And what struck me in particular was this. You know, it's a Facebook video. You can watch the video. It's, 2.5 minutes long. We'd play that. We're running out of time. We're not even going to get time for the other thing. Anyway, I saw this clip. Top fan, it says Nate Starkiller. Nate Starkiller, really? What is that all about? Is that your tribal name or, yeah. Can somebody explain to me why this proposed law is a bad thing without saying because my rights, quote unquote. And so this is a provocateur kind of thing, obviously. Now, here's what's interesting. Spokane County Sheriff's Office comments back, Nate Starkiller, we can try, but please read the full reply because we need to start with the right. We need to start with the right. The Constitution limits government, not citizens. This is, listen, let me slow down and say this again. This is the Spokane County Sheriff's Office commenting. We need to start with the right. Contrary to what guys like Harari say, rights are myths that humans invented. The storyteller telling us a story about another story. Imagine that. So Spokane County Sheriff's Office says, we need to start with the right. Yes, please. Let's see. Yes, please. Okay. So, Spokane County Sheriff's Office responds to this derisive, provocateur comment. This is a breath of fresh air, man. I think. I see it as that. Maybe I haven't read far enough yet. Granted, like I said, full disclosure. So, Spokane County Sheriff's Office comments, we need to start with the right. You know, Nate Starkiller says, can somebody please explain without saying, because my rights. Spokane County Sheriff's Office replies saying, we can try, but please read the full reply because we need to start with the right. The Constitution limits government, not citizens. Spokane County Sheriff's Office is saying that. The rights stated in the Constitution are yours by birth, not given to you by the government. Second Amendment is one of those rights and guarantees your right to bear arms. And the state should not be trying to, I mean, listen to the language that's being used. Now, the cynical side of me says this is a way to continue to harbor strategy of tension episodes, you might say, you know, because if you don't have the Gladio caches around of weapons, you know, then you can do this kind of thing to say, well, you know, he was, you know, the guy was a law abiding, so we need more law. The cynical side of me says, beware of that trap. But this is incredible. This is not something I would say that is customary. And the cynical side of me is tempered by the, you know, press conference that Ozzy Knezevich gave, for example, after the Freeman school incident back in 2017. And we played clips of that back then, of Knezevich saying societal breakdown is to blame for the shooting. I would say obviously it's more than that. I would call it a strategy of tension kind of thing. First and foremost, that's where my mind would go. But I think he made a great point. He said, you know, when we were growing up, we had guns. I've talked about how graduating from high school, everybody had a rifle and a fishing rod in the back of their pickup, in the pickup window. And during football season, you know, you did two-a-days in August. And then when hunting season showed up, football practice was like nobody was there for a week or sometimes 2 weeks because everybody's out in the woods. And there would be no such thing as a school shooting because, A, people were not as maladjusted as they are now because we've been listening to Freud, the plague that he brought, to David's point. But also because even the students were armed to the teeth. Somebody walks into a school and starts shooting, man, that person better, or even a team of people, beware, man, because the parking lot is heavily armed. You know, back in the 50s, we taught firearm safety in school, public school. Those were different days. Now, more recently, in recent years, you know, we've talked about the story. Speaking of Montana, I graduated high school in Montana. The kids that, you know, the one young lady who snitched on herself and said, yeah, I have a firearm in my trunk and got expelled. This is insane. So I just thought it was a breath of fresh air that Spokane County Sheriff's Department says the Constitution limits government, not citizens. The rights stated in the Constitution are yours by birth. In other words, they're not constitutional rights. They're rights enumerated by and in the Constitution, not given to you by government. The Second Amendment is one of those rights. This is part of the social contract we talk about. You know, let's have a Lysander Spooner moment and conversation, can we? So, you know, I don't disagree with most of what Lark says. However, I want to leave open the possibility for glimmers of hope like this. And we can keep trying to sound the alarm in the process, which I think we've been doing. And again, no one has done that more or better, I would say, than Lark. The rights stated in the Constitution are yours by birth, not given to you by the government. Second Amendment is one of those rights. Guarantees your right to bear arms. State should not be infringing on that. Second Amendment is pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? I mean, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Does that have anything to do with self-defense, home defense, hunting? Nothing. But we got the Dick Act 100-plus years ago, and that's why your representatives say, they don't need that for hunting, because the Second Amendment was usurped by the Dick Act. That's part of the conversation that always gets overlooked. That's why they're saying that. So we should have a conversation about this, part of the administrative overreach and continuity of government and all that kind of stuff. But beyond that, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And who is the militia? It's every able-bodied man from 18 to 50, if we're going by the sort of orthodoxy of the concept from the time. And what should they have? Well, since we're talking about the security of a free state, I mean, you're talking about, you know, military-style equipment. Well, we can't do that. People are crap. Well, they've done it in Switzerland for a long time. Doesn't seem to be a problem over there. Why can't we do it here exactly? Because we're listening to Freud? Maybe it's time to dispense with Freud. Maybe we should, I don't know, return to things that were working better. And maybe Harari is wrong. Maybe, you know, when he says, well, you know, the past, we're not going back. And the MIT stuff, we're not going back to normal and all that stuff. Maybe that's hogwash and we shouldn't be hypnotized to believe all the nonsense. We didn't get to the clip. I'm going to tell you, and we'll take another call real quick. I'm just going to tell you. Maybe we'll play it next week. But, you know, you can watch it in all its horror. Tulsi Gabbard was on Jocko Willink's podcast, and we were going to play a clip from that. Most of it, actually, it's about a 14-minute clip. Everyone is being brainwashed is the title of it. Jocko Willink and Tulsi Gabbard published a couple of days ago, about 14 minutes long. We're going to play about 12 minutes of it. If you think that what Harari said in that first clip we played in the beginning of today's broadcast was horrifying, listen to the story that Tulsi Gabbard discusses, the story of Chloe Cole and the countless others she represents, by the way, and how they have been run through the healthcare so-called industrial complex combine. To the phones again, Lynn in Maryland. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'll talk
You're
fast.
Welcome.
I can understand Lark's anger. You know, we are being brainwashed and manipulated. You know, if we everybody, if they have a chance, should listen to the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings from Tuesday on child safety online. Even little boys' brains are smaller, So it's, I mean, and each generation loses how many IQ points. It is not going to be difficult to manipulate people because they're living their lives looking at a screen and being bombarded with microwaves. Now, the Senate Committee certainly isn't going to address microwaves because that's against FTC regs. So, you know, because we're all under the regulatory communistic regime. But if anybody can advocate for the people in Ohio and West Virginia with the train derailment, if we get out of ourselves and into being useful and used for the Lord, we'll have less problems. But we need to know the word of God.
Well, when it comes to the derailment, by the way, I would say,
like Hagee was on with Nikki Haley the other day.
Right, Nimrata.
I mean,
when it comes to the train derailment, I would say beware of the solution. Problem, reaction. Oh my gosh, solution. Beware.
Which can advocate for the people.
We're out of time. Thanks, Lynn. Much appreciated as always. Folks, I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.